USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say at least 13 people have been shot at a Kroger store in Tennessee. Police in Collierville, located just outside of Memphis, confirmed there is one deceased victim and the shooter is also dead. This Kroger employee reacts to the shooting.
I've been through everything. This right here took the cake.
And another employee describes the scene as a shooting broke out.
And whoever was in front of me, I grabbed them and just took off.
A CDC advisory committee is endorsing the Pfizer COVID vaccine for those 65 and older. The group voting today to recommend distribution of booster shots for older Americans and nursing home residents. An arrest warrant has been issued for Brian Laundrie. He's the fiancé of the late Gabby Petito, who was found murdered in Wyoming on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Alopecia Areata Foundation. September is Alopecia Areata Awareness Month. Alopecia Areata is an autoimmune condition that causes hair loss on the scalp, face, and other areas of the body. There is no cure or effective treatment. It can affect anyone at any age. It's also more common than many people think, affecting as many as 6.9 million people in the United States. The National Alopecia Areata Foundation is inviting those living with alopecia areata to celebrate their differences and show their pride through its True Colors campaign. Through pictures, stories, music, and videos, the organization is asking members of the community to help raise awareness about the need for an acceptable treatment for alopecia areata. The burden of those living with alopecia areata goes beyond unpredictable or even permanent hair loss. The condition is plagued with stigma, which can wreak havoc on mental health and well-being. To learn more, join the community that understands. Visit NAAF.org, developed with financial support from Pfizer.
Congressional Democrats and the White House have agreed on a framework to pay for the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making the announcement during a briefing with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy is holding his weekly press conference on Thursday. McCarthy blaming the Biden administration for multiple crises facing the nation, pointing to the high prices consumers are facing and employers are trying to find workers.
American families are paying historically high prices for everyday goods and their families, primarily the working class. We'll continue to bear the burden of rising costs for possibly the next several years. And as our small and local businesses look to regain their footing from the pandemic, they are faced with a government-caused labor shortage, forcing service disruptions.
McCarthy also comparing the Biden administration to the Jimmy Carter years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
An emergency room physician is speaking out regarding natural immunity.
The FDA approved Pfizer's COVID vaccine for use in booster shots for those 65 and older, those at risk for serious disease, and those at a higher risk of infection because of their jobs. But many are still questioning the need for a booster, especially with rates of natural immunity from previous infection. Emergency room physician Dr. Darian Sutton tells ABC News that he still recommends those who have had COVID to get vaccinated because early studies have shown the combination provides very high levels of protection.
Does natural immunity exist? And I'll have to say, in short, it does. But there's a lot of issues around that. We've seen some preprint studies and studies that have yet to be peer-reviewed that have helped us to understand that those who have had a recent infection are unlikely to get reinfected. But we also know that those who have had natural infections have variability in their immune responses. And we also know that we don't officially have a test to confirm who is immune and who isn't. And we know that those who have been naturally infected and subsequently get vaccinated have the highest level of protection. So my recommendation stands, as for most of the doctors in America, is our recommendation, which is that regardless of your past infection status, you should get vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump wants an audit of the 2020 election in Texas. He sent a letter to Governor Greg Abbott today saying Texans want a real audit of last year's presidential election because they don't trust the election system. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.